By the time local cattle farmer Greg Fleshman joined its board in 2011, keeping Putnam County Memorial Hospital open seemed an impossible task.
Things was just falling apart. You know, it was really what it was. Financially and morale of the employees. And it just seemed to get worse and worse.
Putnam County ails from the same conditions that are squeezing the finances of many of the nation's rural hospitals. Only about 5,000 people live here, and they tend to be older, poorer, sicker, and less insured than the rest of the state. Also, like many of those hospitals, Putnam County Memorial looked to cut costs by reducing staff and services. But as more and more patients went to bigger towns for treatment, the hospital came to the brink. As Fleshman recalls,
one day I come in here and we had $8,000 in the bank. We had a payroll of about $70,000 or $80,000 coming up.
One CEO had left, and so had the temporary CEO hired to replace him.
Those was the darkest days. We didn't think we could get anybody to come in.
And it was right about then Jerry Cummings received a phone call from a physician in the area. Cummings runs a medical consulting business with his wife, Cindy.
We were the only people that he was aware of that he felt could save the hospital.
So the Cummings loaded up their car at their home in Jefferson City.
We're driving our little Fusion.
Drove the 3 hours to Putnam County.
The wife always drives. Okay.
And brought a new idea to the board. Rather than close its doors, the hospital could expand instead and offer the kinds of services Putnam County residents were driving hours away to receive. The board was sold. They hired the Cummings to run the hospital.
Within 30 days, I brought in three other brand new physicians because we manage physicians, okay?
And the Cummings brought new specialties to the hospital, anesthesiology, gynecology, cardiology. They rallied the county to pass a more than $7 million bond initiative to buy out the hospital's old debt and renovate an unused wing. And patients started coming back.
Our revenues went from $4 million to $22 million, a huge increase. Our average daily census it was less than one patient a day. Our average daily census now is around 11 to 12 patients.
And according to a paper published by the Rural Policy Research Institute last November, more cash-strapped rural hospitals could benefit from expanded services. Tim McBride is a healthcare economist at Washington University in St. Louis and one of the paper's authors.
We think that's the way forward for rural hospitals rather than just sort of a bunker mentality and say we can't proceed.
And while parts of the Putnam County story are unique, he says if other rural hospitals review how they meet their own missions,
it's not impossible to say that you might expand in certain areas. You know, we believe that rural hospitals often can provide very high-quality services in what they do.
It's neither cheap nor easy to do. But for board member Greg Fleshman, it means a lot to have a hospital in the community where he's lived his whole life.
I mean, they've saved my dad's life twice. He had a heart attack and a stroke. Life flighted him out of here both times. And, you know, that made it all worth my efforts right there.
Bram Sablesmith, Side Effects Public Media.